We'll go straight into the West Coast Eagles rooms at Cardinia Park. Andrew, a very good afternoon to you.
Thanks, Scott.
Peter Vlahos and Glenn Jakovich with you. You know what they're going to be saying again from tomorrow? The West Coast Eagles continue to struggle on the road. It was tough today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's frustrating. We try and win every game we play. And we've played some good sides away from home, but that doesn't excuse the way we've played. And we felt if we could have played the way we did in that third quarter for the duration of the game, we would have almost won that game, which is the most disappointing part. But we've got to get back on the road back home and then give ourselves the best chance of winning away from home in a couple of weeks.
Andrew, Glenn Jakovich, welcome to the program. What's the post-mortem straight after? Has Adam Simpson spoken to the player group as a whole regarding today's performance?
Yeah, he spoke just about 5 minutes ago. Look, basic stuff. We're disappointing today. A lot of missed handballs, missed kicks, and we just couldn't turn the ball over. Should have been our forward half, which puts on a lot of pressure for the back line. And it's a frustrating day all day. They sliced through us through the midfield, and we didn't have much of an answer to it.
Andrew, the coaching staff is going to say a lot. They're going to front the media. They have pre this game and post. But what ownership and what meetings have the players had amongst yourselves as a group? I know you're a very close group, but what ownership are the blokes doing to, I guess, resurrect what now is a gorilla turned from a monkey on your back of your away form?
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken a little bit about it, but we feel we've played some good sides away from home, and it's tough to beat whoever you are. I mean, Hawthorn, Sydney and Geelong are always tough, and we haven't been good enough, but it's now time for us to coach and spoken. Long enough about us all away from home, we've got to get even closer as a group and start to sort of fight back and really make amends in a couple of weeks.
Andrew, just want to take you to the third quarter. You kicked 5 goals in 6 minutes and 50 seconds of play and had a sheer dominance of Geelong, and it looked like the tide was turning. You got within 3 kicks, and then what was the player, I guess, morale and the talk at three-quarter time? Because after that, it looks like you just thought that was good enough, and then there was just no fight after that. But were you really in charge and possession of the game?
Yeah, we're definitely up and about. Coaches were, players were. We felt we played really well at third quarter, and we felt like we could have done it again in the last quarter. But you can see those early 2-3 goals. Pretty heartbreaking, and put us in the back foot from there. But no, we fell right up for it, and thought we'd be champs.
Yeah, it just came out of the blue, didn't it, Andrew? You know, 5 goals in 6.5 minutes. Momentum is amazing in football. Once you get a momentum, and you tend to sort of carry it, but all of a sudden, for whatever reason, it didn't continue after that period. Can I go back to yourself? Again, one of the leading possession getters on the ground. Your thoughts on your own performance today?
Like a lot of us, we just missed sort of easy targets, whether by hand and foot, and puts the team under sort of threat, so pretty disappointing, but we'll all fight back and hopefully do it next week.
Andrew, one thing I noticed watching the game today is, and I spoke to Glenn Jakovich about this before going on air, it seemed that the Eagles missed a lot of tackles today. They couldn't hold onto the Geelong player. Was tackling addressed at all after the match?
It's quite a lot of things were addressed. Guys like Daniel Goodsell, we felt like we gave too many free kicks away, especially at stoppage, which is always going to put you on the back foot. But, I mean, there's several things that we weren't great at today, and tackling was one of them.
Just one final one from me, Andrew. Thank you for joining us straight after the game. I know it's very tough, but I guess when sides have got momentum, Geelong had it in the second and last quarter. Do you have anything in place amongst the player group? Because you need to do it on the field there, and then you can't wait for the intervals. What have you got in place to stop the rot?
Oh, we've got a few things up our sleeve. You can put people behind the ball, or you can even up the numbers. We've got quite a few strategies, and in the end, we found that we lost a lot of clearances for most of the day, and calming clearances is going to put the back line under pressure no matter how many, if there are any spares or if there are no spares. It's going to be a tough day, which it was today.
Yes, we'll let you go, mate. A good performance by Brad Shepherd. I think he's developing as a defender for the West Coast Eagles. And there's a couple other positives as well. Thanks for joining us. Safe flight home and good luck for round 8 next week here at Domain Stadium.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for that.